Hello, welcome to Asia House. I'm Michael Lawrence, I'm the Chief Executive. Absolutely wonderful to see you here this evening. Now this evening we mark the launch of Rising Cities of Asia. That's a series of guides which Asia House has produced with the very kind support of Heathrow. In these guides we take a close look at a number of Asia's emerging cities. We list some key facts. We include a briefing on things like market sectors, infrastructure, but also a guide of what it's like to live there. Now, Asia House is all about connecting the UK and Asia, helping to increase understanding of Asian business and the culture of doing business there. And we see these guides as a key part of that mission. We've chosen six cities in all, some like Hanoi and Dalian are better known than others, but all have very strong growth and the drive to expand. These are places you are well advised to get to know if you want to do business in Asia or if you're already doing business in Asia. A key theme that emerges from the guides is the importance of being on the ground, of actually being there, of committing long-term, not only to the market, but also to the community. Understanding the culture and business practice is essential to being successful. One cannot underestimate the importance of being in country and building long-term relationships, and that's a theme that comes across all we do at Asia House. Now, last year, we launched our first series of guides with Heathrow, Navigating Asian Markets. These offered businesses an insight into key markets with a mix of data, advice on the culture of doing business, and some case studies of success stories. These publications were immensely popular. They vastly exceeded our most positive expectations. We've had tens of thousands of views online from the Asia House website alone, and more than 1,000 printed copies have been taken from our reception. It's been extraordinarily successful. We're confident Rising Cities of Asia will be just as keenly read and just as popular. Now, we could not produce these guides without the very generous support of Heathrow. They've been tremendous partners to work with, and we're delighted to have the relationship we do with them. We hope it will be an ongoing one. But I'm also delighted to invite to the stage now John Holland Kay, CEO of Heathrow, who's been in the role since July 1. This is his first speech as CEO, so it's a real privilege to have you here. Please, John, welcome.
I have made a speech before, it's okay. You're in safe hands. This is such a natural relationship between ourselves and Asia House because Heathrow's role for the UK is to connect all of Britain to global growth. That's what we do. And if you look at where all the growth is going to be in the next 40 years, it's in two places, Asia and the Americas. That's where we need to be connected. And probably nowhere more than Asia. There are cities in Asia that we have never heard of, one of which actually is we now have a guide to. I had never heard of Medan. I think of myself as being well-travelled. I had never heard of it. And more shame me, because one day it will be a city on everyone's lips, and we will be doing business there throughout the UK, and that's what we need to prepare for. And I wish there had been fantastic guys like this when I was starting out in business. I had the privilege of working in the Philippines for about 9 months, and the guides I had were Insight Guides and Lonely Planet, which told me a lot about the country and how beautiful it was, and they were right, how wonderful the people were, absolutely right, told me very little about doing business there. And I really wish I'd had something like these guys to help me navigate my way around culture, because as you will know, no two Asian cities are the same. They all have their own culture, and what you see on the surface is too easy to misinterpret as being just the same as any other city. You really need to get under the skin of it, and that's where these guides help. And before reading these guides, I knew that Ulaanbaatar and Mongolia were growing at double-digit rates. I knew they were places that were going somewhere and we needed to be part of. I didn't know that UB, as I should now call it, because I'm an insider, UB is best visited at exactly this time of year. Go for the Nadam Festival, enjoy the fantastic Mongolian wrestling and the horse racing, and all those kind of things that we imagine as part of the Mongolian culture. If you're going to Xiamen, another place growing at double-digit rates, really important Chinese city, go and visit Piano Island and listen to the music coming from the old colonial houses. What a fantastic opportunity to blend our cultural understanding with our business understanding. But here's the thing. If you want to go to any of those cities, you cannot get there directly from London. And you should. London is the best located city in the world to connect to the world. More than 95% of global GDP is within a direct flight of London. London, as we all know, is a world city. That's why many of us are here. It is a world city and has the strength of that local demand. And the only way to get direct connections to markets like these, emerging markets that take time to build up, is by a network airline operating out of a hub airport. That is the only business model that works. And that's what British Airways does so fantastically at Heathrow. That's what Air France does so well in Paris and Lufthansa in Frankfurt. That is the model that connects those cities to the world. But London should be the winner and has been for many, many years. But not today. We are losing our position as the best connected city in the world to markets which we should be leaving standing. For one reason only. Because of lack of capacity at Heathrow. Heathrow is a world-class airport and is the best location for connecting Britain to growth. And we cannot expand it. We cannot get to those markets we need to connect to without expanding Heathrow. And that is where we need your help. We need our children to be connected to these cities that we're talking about today. These are the cities where they need to be doing business in the future. If we want to keep Britain at the heart of the global economy, we need direct connections to those markets. Frankfurt has them, Amsterdam has them, London does not. We need to do something about that if we are going to keep Britain at the heart of the global economy. And that's the choice we face. There is a price to doing nothing about expanding Heathrow. It's a choice for us as to whether we're at the heart of the global economy or whether we're on the branch line to Paris. It's a choice for us about whether we win the race for growth or we lose 7-1 to Germany. It's a choice for us about whether we build on the strength we have at Heathrow, one of the world's great airports, or if we blow for our children the legacy that we have been left. That is the choice that we face. And if you share our belief that we need to be ambitious, we need to fight for our place in the global economy, we need to make sure that we leave a better place for our children than we inherited and keep on building the UK at the heart of the global economy, then we need your help to make your voice heard, to make sure that all of us can be connected to these amazing cities around the world and our children will be able to do business with them in 30 years' time. And if you share our view on that, make your voice heard, write to your MP, write to the Prime Minister, make sure they understand just how important it is for the British economy that the UK is connected to global growth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much, Heathrow, again, for this. Do take a look. They are fantastic. I'm really proud of what we've done. Hopefully there'll be more to come. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Please enjoy a drink, network, chat. We'll see you here soon. Thanks. Bye.